Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. The time on the clock, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Let's get the latest information on Hurricane Laura. 145 mile an hour winds, 947 millibars on the pressure, about 130 miles south of Lake Charles, Louisiana, moving northwest at 15 miles an hour. So this latest stats, let's look at the radar. A couple things to notice here, that rain band that we've been talking about before that produced, you know, looking at some of those tornado warnings and just having some of these become severe and start rotating, that's continuing to push northward. But you notice when you start looking at the radar out of Lake Charles, you start seeing the eye right there and start seeing those right the eye wall, the strong thunderstorms, the heavy rain and the high winds. But I do want to point out that you are starting to see some of these other rain bands form, and you start seeing some of that rain over the same areas over and over, and that could cause some of that flash flooding. So in those rain bands, you could get tornadoes, especially on that right front portion of the storm here. 90% of your tornadoes occur there. So we're going to have to watch out for that. The latest track that we have, looking at the size of the storm moving forward, here's our center. The actual hurricane force winds stretch out about 60 miles out from that center is the latest statistics. And tropical storm force winds, especially that northeast portion right here, about 205 miles from the center. So getting some information, we actually have some observations showing some of those tropical storm force winds already making it into Louisiana. So with time, expect landfall tonight, early tomorrow morning. And then a strong storm like this is going to continue to be a hurricane for a while. So you're going to start seeing hurricane force winds stretch inward portions of East Texas, the Upper Texas coast, and Southwest Louisiana, and stretching forward. Still a strong tropical storm, even 1 p.m. Thursday. So even tomorrow afternoon, you're starting to see some of this, the winds and the rain, even up into Arkansas. So if you combine the winds with the rainfall, you can see a lot of downed trees. You can see power outages, just a significant event, catastrophic event for the coast. We can see some significant impacts even northward. That rainfall, 6 to 8 inches, even 10 to 15 inches in some of these areas. So not just coastal, but through Louisiana, East Texas, even up into Arkansas. So let's look at the storm surge. This is what we've been really trying to focus on so much today. You look at some of this inundation that we have, and that's well inland. So we're looking at areas over 9 foot of storm surge stretching, not just on the coast, but inland. Cameron Parish, you start looking at Calcasieu Parish, Lake Charles, drawing I-10 across here. You see that, even some of that storm surge moving north of I-10, and that's about 50 miles north. So all these rivers and bayous that normally drain all that rain, you're pushing storm surge up, the water is going to flow the opposite direction. And look at some of those values. We've been talking about this throughout the day. This is not survivable. This is a serious situation, dangerous situation, and you've got to be able to listen to those local officials and get out of there, because you start seeing areas of 10 to 15 foot of storm surge between the brackets of Intercoaster City all the way to the Surim State Park, Johnson Bayou to Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 15 to 20 foot of storm surge, not including the waves. So this has been the latest update, Hurricane Laura, from right here at the National Hurricane Center.